Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast.
Calm down, Lewis.
We're back. Jeez.
This week, I'm coming
getting
at
really
you. P-Flex, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Sips, yeah. How are you?
You know, the usual. Same old, can't complain. Oh, you know, just hunkering down, getting ready for July. Oh, the third child. Oh, jeez. It's starting to hit me now that we're going to have another newborn baby.
Mm.
And the memories of the previous two newborn babies are flooding back to me. And you know how like people plan their summers out? They're like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Lockdown restrictions are going to be eased. You know, we're going into this new era of COVID with, you know, post-vaccinations and stuff. And they're going to open up the nightclubs in June and stuff. My plans are to hide in my garage as much as I possibly can.
Come on now.
Having to take care of
baby. You've got to help out. That's the job. That's the way it goes.
It'll be a reluctant helping out. You know,
it'd
be lots of heavy sighing.
The third kid is always neglected and eating glue and just like an artistic one because they've not given any attention, so they have to make their own fun and have a big imagination. And
they also tend to be the most chill.
They do, yeah. That's what I hear.
Maybe that's because you're chill when you're bringing them up, though. Maybe the anxiety that you have. You're so serious about your first child that, you know, it's maybe that rubs
different.
Off.
Like, even the second one, but with the third, now suddenly you're such a veteran, you know. It's like, it's like in a war, Lewis.
Yeah.
You've done two tours.
This is your third tour, and you were in the shit twice. Like, you were really in the shit. The first one, an explosion goes off, you're hitting the deck, you look like a complete rookie. Second tour,
spraying at you.
Bomb goes off, you just wince a bit. Third tour, you're walking headfirst into an artillery barrage and you just don't even give a shit. You know it's going to be fine. Artillery doesn't really hurt that much. That's what you're telling yourself. No,
that's exactly
I'd say you were
yeah.
driving the dad van into it, you know, headfirst with like holding like nappies in one hand and dummies in the other.
And 60
like,
in your teeth.
That's another good one, actually. Oh, I got to run to the store to get some supplies. That's a good one to get out of having to listen right. to a screaming baby and stuff, too. You know,
supplies.
Like, oh, my
God.
Nice
they didn't vague. Have any at the close place. I'm going to have to go further afield to get these supplies. Jeez, I might be gone
for
hours.
Is that the
hours.
One by the bar with the where the guys are?
Yeah, yeah.
The bowling alley. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I looked everywhere, and I found they were selling nappies at the pub, so that was really good. That came up trumps there. Sorry I was gone for 7 hours, but I did get them in the end. So.
I know we're, I know we are a gaming podcast, technically, and we have all been playing Loop Hero this week, and yeah, everything you say and everything that happens is now, for me, a loop, a right? Loop. Like, you a see. Baby is the next, just the same repeat, like, every podcast that goes by, it's the same old guff.
Now
it's
you're
just
thinking
slightly
loops,
different,
yeah.
you know. So yeah, I know you guys have been enjoying it. It's interesting.
It's a really neat game. It's really good. It's well done. It's just really good. I'm pleased that a good game has come out. You know,
yeah,
one that
really
isn't just like every other game. You know, it just feels fresh. It's like a
it does
kind
yeah.
of a new idea, a new concept, and it's not weighed down with all the garbage that other games are weighed down with. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old or what, but man, I've been so salty with games recently and just so sort of cynical about them and stuff. Like, I don't know. I think it was from playing Valheim, which I really liked, but there's just some really dumb shit in it, like really tedious inventory crap and stuff that didn't make sense. And I don't know, you just think like, fucking just do better, you know. It's 2021. Game's been out for a long time. Like, there's no excuse for annoying people.
Yeah.
They're trying to have fun playing your game, you know.
It is crazy how simple it is, but how much there's little details. It's very satisfying. The last game I played that it makes me think of was Slay the Spire, yeah. in that it's just progress and, you know, card-based and everything like that. It
so
is very different
played
from Slay
it,
the Spire. But, yeah.
Basically, the way it works is you've got a little pixel dude who runs around in a circle. So he starts off as a little warrior with the sword, but eventually you can unlock other sort of classes. And as he goes round and round, you can actually change the kind of landscape of the loop and add like a swamp in there or a forest, and then different monsters will spawn. And it's an auto-battler in a sense, and it's quite grindy. Actually, I found myself tabbing out quite a lot while he went around and did a few...
Yeah,
like,
you kind of
like,
can get to a point like that where you might be just doing a loop just to get resources to build a building you need or do an upgrade or something.
It's definitely taken a lot of the things from recent years in terms of idle games, but also kind of auto battling. You know, the fact is that you can't control anything while the battle's going on, but eventually you do unlock traits and you can change up the equipment and stuff. It's quite familiar in a sense, like the style of it. If you've played mobile games before, you've played like indie games before, and then as you've got to make a couple of choices, like, am I going to try and do another loop, or am I going to take what I've got so far and go back to my base and upgrade things so I'm stronger next time, kind of thing.
And
there are bosses, and the music is great.
Oh, the music bosses, is something else. Holy crap.
Well, because it's an auto battler, you don't really have, you kind of have to just judge how confident you feel. And then once you've gone into this boss fight, there's nothing you can do. It's kind of weird to like, you're like, well, go on, go, we'll go for it. And you just send him off and then you watch for like 2 minutes.
You kind of sometimes they just sneak up on you too, because the way that you summon a boss is the loop that your guy is going around, the cards that you're given randomly throughout your encounters with, you know, enemies on this loop, give you cards which are tiles to sort of change the map around. So you can add like forests or rocks, and all of these things give you different bonuses and stuff. But the more of them you place, it progresses you towards summoning the boss. And so sometimes you're like, okay, yeah, finally I got these rocks that I needed to place here or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I've just accidentally summoned the boss. I didn't realize I was so close to summoning him.
Is there a meter that indicates when he's going to
yes,
come
yeah,
back?
There top, is, in yeah. the top left. Yeah. So a lot of times people, here's a hot tip. Sometimes people don't even like put half the tiles down. They just don't put any mountains down or any meadows down or any. Yeah. They just leave them to burn, because when all this stuff burns in your hand,
yeah, it
unused,
turns into to books.
It turns into resources, but also you don't progress the meter forward. Obviously, that can make you weaker. But it's one of these games in the same sense as They Are Billions, in that it feels to me like the game doesn't really teach you how to play or isn't obvious necessarily. You have to kind of figure out a couple of things, a few things yourself.
It's kind of nice the way they do it because the tutorial is very quick and it's you know, you're playing, you're doing an actual loop while it's sort of giving you the basics, but it's not outlining all of the different combos and synergies. That's for you to figure out. So it's this nice, you get this nice progression, but you get this nice like discovery sort of weaved into it as well, where you're like, oh my God, this works really well. I've just figured out that if I put a, you know, a vampires next to a swamp or something, that's a really good synergy. And you know, it's very powerful and I can just replicate that everywhere sort of thing. So it's really nice when you come across something like that and it works. You're like, holy crap, I just figured this out. It's super satisfying.
Oh my God, I've just had an email. So, fucking sucks. So I was going to go to a gig. Going to take my eldest daughter to see Everything, which is a band that we both really like. It was going to be her first gig, and it's in Camden, and it was going to be great. And they had to cancel it because of COVID. Just had an email, they've postponed it, and it said when the new date's going to be. And I go to look, and they said on the email that it was a Wednesday. Right. And I looked, and I was like, that's not a Wednesday. And I checked the year. It's not until next year. They've put it off till next year.
Well, it's understandable.
A full year? Come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm surprised that they even had it open and with a view of doing it this year.
Crazy. We booked the tickets ages ago.
Sure.
It must be like 6 months ago that they announced it. And I guess this was pre-lockdown too. And it was like, yeah, we'll be coming out of it by then, right? Right? And then...
Fucking hell. And then that's crazy. Yeah.
Like literally months and months ago, and I told my daughter and you know, it was going to be like, it was going to be near her birthday and all the rest of it's going to be great. But then, so they pushed it back and I was like, fair enough. Obviously they had to. They literally pushed it back a full year. Oi!
Sorry.
All right, never
so mind. One thing that is happening this week, interestingly, I got a letter about is the census. 2021.
Yeah, we did.
It's kind of this like, obviously it's been going for thousands of years, I assume, like censuses, and you know they're in the Bible.
Well,
aren't
Doomsday
they?
People, book, isn't it? Was the
people have censuses, censuses,
sensei,
and
sensei.
Yeah.
Yes, sensei.
I grew up in a village that was in the Doomsday book. Apparently, Doddinghurst was there. So you know, it's a little
straight out of Doddinghurst
farming village. Still probably about the same population as it always bloody has.
Crazy motherfucking.
So I assume I'm in some of the older censuses as well, right? Like someone must have put me in. I don't remember filling out forms for it before, but someone must have done on my behalf, or I must have done and I've forgotten. But you don't really have, it's quite forgettable. You don't have to put that much data in. It's like, what do you do, where you live and who lives with you? And that's sort of it. Which is kind of weird because, you know, you think they could ask for a lot more information, couldn't they? They could ask for like, I don't know, what do you think about, you know, how much recycling do you do? I don't know, how many times do you go to the toilet every day? Like, just they could ask loads of stuff, you know, in the census. Get some proper...
I don't think they need to know that kind of stuff, though. Isn't the point of a census just to sort of figure out who's where and with who sort of thing?
Like, probably. That's exactly what it is. But it always gets marked down in history. Whenever you see these ancestry shows, you always see them going through the censuses and they're like, oh, we got a James Barker here living in Hull.
Yeah, but there's not another call in the censuses.
It looks like James Barker has partaken in, it looks like 3 times recycling per week. And,
you know, like it's just, it's not that sort of thing.
I don't know, like, I'd like a little bit more info, though. Maybe not that much. Maybe not that specific. But I don't know. I feel like you can't learn a lot about someone from just their, you know, name, job.
Yeah, but this isn't just research for some future series of Where Did I Come From or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a way to keep track of who the fuck they've got
lived
and where.
Yeah, they just want to know who lived where at what time.
Just for the stats.
But it does come up as a thing, which is a kind of a snapshot of history, though, for people looking back, you know? And you just see on who do they think they are, and there's always people crying and saying, well, in 1854, my auntie was living with her husband, and then in 1859, she was living on her own, so he must have died. Oh, I'm so sad. Do
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. God, it's this, just feel like maybe they should have put a little bit more data in there.
I guess the problem is people don't want to put all that shit on there.
With such a minuscule amount of data, somebody still managed to start crying. So like, maybe it's good that they didn't put more in there. Like, yeah. It would just been like fucking hysterical, you know? You might find out that he must have died, and it looks like they recycle five nights a week. Just like increasingly getting upset.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it until now, but I just felt like because I had to put religion down, obviously. And what came to my mind was at the time, do I do that meme where everyone, you know, the, because there was the census meme from several years back where everyone wrote Jedi under their religion, and I was like, I'm not taking part in that, you know, it's just
I hate
silly.
The Jedi.
I put Sith down, yeah. Yeah, screw the Jedi.
Fucking Jedi.
I don't know, like, I just wondered if you had any thoughts.
I think a lot of the information that you're talking about that's like it's not just one source, is it? Like, you'll have the census that'll dictate, you know, who's living where and with whom and all the rest of it. And then you've got your birth and death certificates, marriage certificates. You've got all the other bits and bobs you can find. Jesus, so much information about us nowadays compared to even 100 years ago. You can find out so much just Googling people and finding all these things. You've got fucking LinkedIn and Facebook and all. I mean, what if in 100 years' time, Facebook is still going and you go crank out, they'll do some show where they go and dig out someone's old Facebook posts from, these are from 2009. Oh my God. Oh, look what they're wearing. They're wearing clothes. Oh my God. You know, it's like unbelievable. So I don't know.
Like,
maybe that'll
white
be
gloves
the future.
On
yeah.
And
I don't know though. I want to say like, yeah, I agree it generally, but I think for like younger generations more so, because I would say that, I don't know if you guys have this experience, we're all more or less from the same sort of generation, but like the people that I went to high school with and stuff have a very minimal internet footprint. Like they're not on Facebook posting snaps of all their vacations and stuff. They're not all over Twitter. They're not like most social media. They have no presence whatsoever. And this is just from, you know, occasionally like, you know, stumbling across somebody that I used to know and finding out through them, you know, who they're following, if they follow people that I used to know as well, you know, just to get an idea of like what social circles, but most people that I went to school with, it feels like they graduated from, say, high school, went to further education, got a job, and that's it. Like, there's not really much. It's really hard to find where people have ended up and stuff because there's such a small footprint. And I feel like because we didn't grow up with social media, we didn't have it when we were in high school, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
It didn't become popular for, you know, like my generation, I guess, to spill the beans of their entire life on it either. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess people from sort of, you know, people in their early 20s now, you know, if you pay the right amount of money, you can probably get a close up of their fucking butthole. Like, that's how open they are about being on the internet. They're just fucking, everything's out there.
My wife was watching some show yesterday about revenge porn. It was like some...
She saw her own butthole.
No, but she saw it. There was this woman who was, I think she was on like some reality show. I can't remember which one it was, but apparently, so she got onto the show and her ex-boyfriend was jealous or I don't know, just mean-spirited about it or whatever, and had a whole bunch of images of her, like, you know, not just nude, but like being kind of like sexually explicit with it as well. And so he just circulated them to everybody, to like her parents, like everybody, just sent these things out into the world for all to see, sort of thing. You know, she was saying like, oh, you know, my brother saw them and it's ruined my life and everything. And I just
don't want to laugh at this stuff because it's awful.
It's
horrible.
It is awful. But I think it's just a wake up call that you just don't do that shit or else it will come back to get you. I mean,
but everyone's doing it though. Everyone is sexting everyone left, right and center. But the thing is, when you meet someone for the first time and you fall in love with them, you have no idea what's going to happen a year or two down the line and how much you're going to hate each other after that period, you know? You think you're going to be together forever, and then inevitably, when you're young, these relationships, you have tons of these short, stupid relationships where you just weren't right for each other, or you realize that person sure. isn't the one that
but
you
think
of.
But you're not leaving a massive footprint. Like, you know, if I dated somebody in high school for a couple of weeks and then it didn't work out, well, fair enough. You know what I mean? The worst that would happen was maybe like, oh, a rumor would go out after saying that I had bad breath or something like that, you know? But there was no, like, pictures of me, you know, shoving butt plugs into my ass and whatever else is going around, like, off the back of these sort of thing.
Sure. Mm. Well, you know, you're massive. You don't want your massive footprint out there on the internet.
When I'm putting butt plugs in my ass, I'm doing that in private. I don't want anyone else to see. That's for my eyes only. And, you know, if there's other people around at the same time too. But I feel like for me, I look at this and I think, you know, I see something like this and I think, that's crazy. It's so easily avoidable, but I guess maybe it isn't. Again, coming back
it
to
really
this difference
now.
In generation, yeah. because again, we didn't grow up with that kind of stuff. You know, I would never dream of taking a picture of my penis and sending it to somebody, but nowadays it's more widely done, I guess. So maybe people don't feel like that, but like, it's such a weird thing. Like I said, I just think, oh my God, she could have just easily avoided that by not doing it. But maybe there's pressure to do that kind of stuff nowadays that I'm unaware of or whatever.
We talked about this before, I think, quite a bit, because we're quite confused about it. We don't think it happens, but I can assure you, it's the stream of self like pelfies and sexy
selfie
is. Yeah, a penis selfie.
Oh,
some selfies.
Or a pussy selfie.
But wait a second. Your penis isn't taking the picture. So is it technically a selfie?
Yeah, it is.
No, you're taking it of your penis. I'm saying I want to see a dick holding a phone. That's a pelfie.
When somebody sends you a picture
don't
of their dick, is
things.
It just that? Is it just a picture of their dick? Or is
yeah,
there like is their face in the shot
no,
as well?
No, it's
like,
a shot of their
like,
penis.
Yeah, this is my dick. You
no,
know,
no,
like,
it's just a picture
it's just
of the dick.
It's just a shot of a penis.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends how arty the photographer is. I mean, mostly it's just the
is
poorly lit
Lewis?
Down
really?
Downward angles.
Is it arty?
Terrible. You've got to think. I think a lot of dick pics are just not well shot. You know, I think you know. I'm sure the ladies will
not well shot.
Be able to verify this for me. But I think that a lady 99% of the time doesn't want to see an unsolicited dick.
No,
but there is
definitely
a time
talked about that. I don't think women like to actually look at peni, but maybe I'm wrong.
I am sure there is a time when sometimes a lady would like an artistically well-lit, well-shot shot of a
right, so here's
a dangus.
Here's my question regarding these dangai pics. Mm-hmm. And I'm this is going out to the few women that listen to this podcast.
There's got to be at least one.
There must
left,
be a two
maybe.
Or three out there, maybe. if you are listening, I've got some questions. All right, number one, when you receive a solicited, so not unsolicited, but you are perhaps attempting to engage romantically with someone, maybe you've met them on the internet, or they're a friend of yours and you're trying to get closer, and you start exchanging rude pictures. When they send you a pic of their dick, are you thinking, yes, yep, excellent, that's acceptable? And are you thinking, part of you is relieved that this is actually just, that'll do, you know, that's a moderate to decent penis, acceptable? And is that in fact a weight off your mind, so that when you do come to fuck, there's no sort of like, yikes, that's a tiddler. You know what I mean? That there is no letdown. Is it in fact kind of a nice thing to know that everything's in order? It doesn't look like a banana. You know, it's not got some crazy Tower of Pisa thing going on. It's not misshapen in any way. It's a perfectly acceptable penis. Or perhaps sometimes you get a picture like, wow, wow, wee, wow. It's like it's a whopper. You're like, all right, now I'm really excited. Like, does it actually help? Is it a good thing? Or is it ever that? Is there any occasion where you actually just want to see a picture of a penis? Because I can't think of one.
But these days,
there's got to be more to it, though, right? Like, for me, I think it's not about getting a picture of a penis. It's the whole act of, you know, doing something that's like, you know,
risque
or forbidden or something like that. There's more to it, right?
It's like electronic foreplay.
If
right?
you wanted to just look at a picture of a dick, you could find one anywhere, like nowadays, right? Like you just do a search for penis, and like a million would come up.
Absolutely, but I'm
and
talking about
with tits and stuff.
But
too,
this
I guess.
Is one that you could get your hands on, right? So this is like this is like if you're buying something on Amazon and there's no picture, you're not going to buy it.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
that's
it's come down to.
I mean, sure, if you get a picture, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting your hands on the goods, though, right?
If someone sends you a picture of their dick, I'm pretty sure they're DTF.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's, I think that's where you're wrong, Flex. This is, I think this is a wrong assumption to make, because unless that person explicitly says, yes, you are welcome to lay your hands on my todger.
Of course. This isn't about consent. I'm not saying
you,
I'm
can't
not saying
just
you send
assume
someone a
that
dick
it's yours to get your mouth rubbed.
Right, but it's
your
almost like
on.
If I said to you, hey, let's have sex, and you said, okay, obviously that's not saying that's not a fucking binding contract,
no.
But the implicit statement there is, we're probably going to go and have sex. Like, that. Sorry,
well,
but that's just the way
yeah.
it is. You're going to go and get down to it, and if someone says no, stop, then you stop.
Yeah.
But if I send someone a picture of my dick, and they're something like, and then suddenly they're sexually interested in me, I'm not going to be like, oh, I just sent you a picture of my penis. I can't believe you're interested. Well, yeah, of course. It's foreplay. It's chatting
it
someone up.
Well, I guess it's cat dicking if you sent someone a picture of someone else's dick, right? And instead of your own,
cat
and
dicking.
Then you got to it, and they were like, "This isn't your dick."
What are, is there? Okay, so if you sent somebody a picture of your dog's penis instead of yours, like as a joke,
oh,
or whatever, is that right. against the rules? Like, would you get in trouble for that?
I would hope so.
I
if
think
there
so.
Are any rules,
yeah, you can't just send people.
Okay, so you can
stuff
send a
like
picture
that.
Of yourself gaping, but you can't take a snap of your dog's dick and send it to someone.
Well, it has to be. It has to be requested. If they request
a
picture of your dog
somewhere,
then you could.
You know what I mean?
There is.
The whole thing is so fucking ridiculous.
Like, right, so here's I've got another question. So at what point in the texting and the conversations is it clear that the exchange of pictures of body parts is going to start taking place? Because you don't want to just jump in. You don't want to just be like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, no problem. What are you up to today? Oh, not much. You? Yeah, just chilling. Bam! Picture of the penis. It's like, no. That's ridiculous.
Greasing up my hog. Bam! That's not a picture of it.
Like, there has to be some kind of like...
There has to be a build-up,
yes,
for sure.
It has to be.
Lewis almost sounds kind of experienced
he's done it.
With this.
You
like,
sent a dick pic, haven't
you?
You
have,
well,
right? You
know how
have.
This... I've talked
us.
About this before. It has... The way it works is that it's a sort of... You know when... Is he, like my mum and dad won't obviously send me anything sexual, but they'll send me a picture of them hanging out on a park bench or whatever, you know, just...
Sorry,
just,
are you comparing
what?
A picture
yes.
of your parents
so
hanging out on a park bench to...
My parents will send me a picture or someone will send me a picture and I'll be compelled to send a picture back, right? Saying, oh, this is me. Hi, I'm here building Lego or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing something equally wholesome, okay? I, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like something, they've sent me a wholesome picture
a man in his 30s.
Of them in a garden. I send them a wholesome picture. If it's the same thing with sexting. So if someone sends you a picture of their tits, then you're like, okay,
right,
what do I send
my
them
point,
back a picture
Lewis,
of,
is
right?
At what point is the transfer made from conversation to pictures of body parts? I mean, you're talking
same time,
about if someone sends you a pic, it's polite to send one back or whatever. What I'm saying is, how do you make that escalation?
Well, listen,
because it's a big jump.
Well, it goes, a lot of it involves sexy chat as well. So like chat gets sexy, then they're like, oh, you know, check out this tattoo.
All right, give
of
me an
mine,
example
check out
of
this
sexy
thing.
Chat.
It
I'm
goes
all
down.
Ears.
Gosh,
hi,
let me
I'm
get
very
my phone.
Horny. How about you? But with just the letter U and a question mark.
That's, and an R.
Well,
look,
that's an example
are,
there.
How are you?
I think everyone has sent some flirty texts, right? You must have. Oh,
of course
I you two have been married
haven't.
For too long.
Man, I've been married for like 18 years. And when we got married, there was no social media whatsoever.
Yeah,
there
was
so
nothing. I got married.
I haven't done
our,
any sexy texting or anything
this
like that.
This is our 20th anniversary later this year.
I wouldn't even know what to do if somebody even initiated a sexy text. Like, I don't even talk to anybody. It's crazy.
Let's try it.
No,
let's
I don't
get
want
you.
To.
Let's get you both writing sexy texts to your wives and say
she'd
something nice.
She'd fucking laugh at me, dude. Like, there's no way.
No, well, exactly. That works
mine
though
just
in your
think
favor.
That I'm even more creepy than I already am.
Yeah.
And just tell me to.
It doesn't have to be creepy. You have to send her a picture of your butthole, like as if
a dog's
butthole. Like a, you don't have to send her any of that stuff. It can just be like.
I feel like
you
with
know,
a lot of this stuff, though. I mean, maybe just me again, maybe I'm just like old fashioned or whatever, but like, man, if somebody's going to send me like, you know, a picture of their tits or whatever, I mean, I can just go look at any tits I want on the internet, you know, like I can watch a full porn if I want to,
right,
you
but
know,
I don't think this is
I
about
can go see some airbrush
material.
Tits. Like, I don't need to see your fucking, you know, poorly snapped
but
tits.
But these are tits you might get your hands on. That's my point.
But my point is I just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe I'll get my hands on those tits at some point, great, maybe not, Again, I could just go watch porn instead. Like,
but this isn't for you.
No, it's not. Like, this is not about some titillation to get you literally to wank to their picture. I think it is just an escalation of the. Let's start talking about sex now. You know, and it's right. Sort of like, let's send a picture of tits and penises and holes.
It's like a process. You have to. There is a scale, right?
I'm very
right?
objective so driven, like, guys. You know, like if somebody's going to send me a picture of their tits, I'm going to want to have like a bit of a masturbate or something. You know, there's got to be something.
I think that's
fine.
Part of it. Maybe
I think
right.
that's part of it as
if
well.
Obliged,
maybe if you're socially distanced.
Okay, so but again, then I just go watch some porn and like I'll be done much quicker, and then I can get on
well,
with
but,
the rest
no,
of my
but
day.
Imagine that you know.
The tits of someone you know are far more attractive than the tits of someone you
are
don't
they,
know.
Yes. I mean, maybe I know the wrong
I
people.
I think so.
I don't want to see most of the people I know as tits, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but we're all old.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, look, let's wind this back a little bit because it's got out of control. Here.
Maybe if I was good friends with Rihanna or something, okay, cool. Yeah.
Just try and imagine that you've yes, like, just try to put yourself into the mind of someone who is not a married for 18-year-old dad,
this is the 18 problem.
Years, and has three children and also only associates with grandmas
you
and
that
mums.
The rest of the world isn't exactly like me. Oh, shit.
Try and put yourself into the body of a hot young 21-year-old stud who watches hockey and
watches
like,
hockey.
I don't know, he's a quarterback. And he's there's all these girls at his college, and he's studying social
studies. He's studying titties on the internet.
Socially studying.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know, you go out there and you meet people. You're single. You're ready to mingle.
Right.
You're chatting up various different girls on the text, man. And one of them is into you, and so she won't stop texting you, telling you all the
okay.
things that she's up to.
Okay, again, for me, that's alarm bells. If somebody can't stop texting me, what the fuck is your problem? Like, let's just go meet at the disco or something.
The disco?
Get a milkshake together, and then
we're out of our depth here. We're out of our depth.
Share a crunchy.
We're using phrases like single and ready to mingle. We're talking about going to the disco. I don't think this is going to happen for us.
Just come on.
You can just imagine it's like a scenario. Like, you know, you watch a horror movie, a sci-fi movie. Imagine you're just watching a young 20-year-old going to the gym sexy movie where he's taking a picture of himself in the gym. Maybe you've just done a workout and you're proud.
Right.
Take a little picture.
He's got a really
send it to someone,
sweaty
say, look
penis.
At me. This is a good shot of
look
me.
Look at how much my
no,
penis is sweating. Here's a picture.
You'd be
just
terrible
in case
at
you
this.
Can't use your imagination. Here's a series of pictures. I hope this doesn't come and bite me in the ass later on in my life. Like, I mean, come on.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't start there, though, right? It starts once people are much more intimate. I'm sure some people are just creepy and sending unsolicited stuff and shouldn't do. But I think most people who are doing it have gotten to a stage in their relationship where they're more worried about, you know, WhatsApp recording the fucking pictures or them being, you know, saved on their cloud. And so,
right.
you know, hackers will get them rather than the person they were intended for. I think a lot of people are, you know, trust the people they send them to.
I mean, you know what, you know what
it
comes
them.
Down to is even famous people with a public image to protect send nudes. Jennifer
yeah.
Lawrence and all those other women sent pictures of themselves to whatever fucking idiots they were having sex with, and then the Apple cloud or whatever it was got hacked, and they were all out there.
Yeah.
So it can't just be a sales pitch. You know what I mean? It's not just like an attempt to titillate. This has to be a direction that seduction now has taken.
I guess.
Because
yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence doesn't need to send you a picture of her tits to say, will you have sex with me? It's just fucking Jennifer Lawrence, dude. Like, you're going to have sex with Jennifer Lawrence if
yeah.
the opportunity
and
arises.
Also, yeah. I don't think you could always assume that anyone you're sending the pictures to will instantly go to the next guy next to them in the pub and be like, oh, look at Jennifer Lawrence's tits.
I mean, to gentlemen, who among us wouldn't, is my question. If Jennifer Lawrence sent you a picture of her tits and your mate was right next to you, you wouldn't say, mate, have a look at fucking Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, no, but if you were going out with someone, you wouldn't instantly show that to the next person next to you in the pub.
I would be
100%
respectful. I would be like, no, a gentleman never tells. I'm going to keep these titty pics to myself.
Your best mate is sat next to you. You're in the pub. You've had a few drinks. Jennifer Lawrence sends you a picture of her tits and you keep it to yourself. Unbelievable.
Well, you know.
What kind of friend are you?
Chivalry is not dead flax, I'm happy to inform you. I am, and furthermore, I would get in touch with her and I'd say, Dear Miss Lawrence,
it is on life support.
I have received some pictures from you that I'm not sure were meant for me, and I would like to ask for your hand in marriage first and foremost. But then, further to that, I would
Here's a picture of my dick.
Here is a picture of my dog.
Count all the wrinkles in my sack. Here is a picture of my ball sack as a retaliation.
Here's a picture of my sweaty dick. Jesus Christ. So I don't know how we end up going down. It's because it's a world that you guys are so unfamiliar with.
I'm unfamiliar with it, and but honestly, I just think it's so absurd. Like,
I'm fascinated by it, genuinely.
It makes no sense to me. I don't know why anybody would ever do that or even entertain somebody else doing it for them. Like, it's just such a weird...
I don't like to see myself in that situation.
I don't like to take a picture of my face, let alone, my dick. You know, and I don't think I actually even
people
ever...
recording themselves, like, having sex and stuff, what the hell? Like, are you...
I think the only time I would take a picture
of you, like, fucking panting and being... Like, I mean, it's not... You're not porn stars. These people are trained professionals. They know what they're doing.
No, but at the same time, people are, you know, people do have take a lot of people take a lot of selfies themselves until they get one that looks really good and completely unlike them.
A lot of the people who take a lot of selfies, they look really good in those pictures. Like, for example, and let's talk about some other members of the Yorks cast here. A lot of people in the Yorks cast, when they're going live, tweet a picture of themselves to say, hey, I'm going live.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that specifically because it would put off any potential viewers because no one wants to see this mug. Right?
Egg-shaped.
Yeah. So if you're young and attractive and you take a picture of yourself, beautiful. Like, why wouldn't you? That's like a big part of being young and attractive is that people want to look at you and fair play. But I don't want to fucking see myself, and I definitely don't want to see myself having sex. You ever had to try to have sex in a room with a mirror? It's fucking impossible. You catch sight of yourself, you think, oh, Jesus, it's ugly. I don't want to see that guy. Turn that thing around. Put a towel over it.
No, but that reminds me of these like old ladies you see who are like, oh, in the 50s, I was a right dish. Look at this. And she's like, you know, a picture of her in a, you know, full piece bikini or whatever that stretches down to her ankles or whatever. And you're like, oh, God, I don't want to... she looks nice there, but there's an old lady telling me about this. It's kind of like you're very conflicted instantly about the whole idea of imagining people. But also she's like, well, I'm proud of these pictures that I took when I had a good body to show off. I wanted to show it off, kind of thing. Man. And I think that's where you're getting to now, P-Flax.
Not
you know?
That fucking
Maybe
old.
You're wishing that you filmed yourself.
No, I'm glad I didn't.
You filmed yourself when you were 20 because you could then like play it back and be like, oh yeah, look at that.
No.
If you ever look at footage of yourself when you were 20, you were a dingus. And if you're looking at it 20 years later, you're just looking back and thinking, holy crap, I was a fucking idiot. Like, I can't believe I didn't realize this at the time.
Like, I know I'm an idiot but I was an even bigger idiot back then.
Oh, my God. I was an insufferable idiot when I was 20,
awful.
For
like,
sure.
Even, I still am awful, but I was awful 5 years ago, let alone, like, you know, 20 years
same,
ago.
Yeah.
God, like, I can't watch stuff from the start of the Triforce podcast when
with your personal trainer and stuff. That was a dark time. That was a really dark time, actually, when you think about it.
That was a good time.
No,
you
I
know,
mean
sweaty,
maybe for
sweaty
you,
picks.
But your personal trainer his credibility was
questioned. Before we carry on, this week's sponsor is ExpressVPN. You can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Triforce. You guys already know about ExpressVPN. I assume you guys both use it. I can't stress enough how it's important to protect your online activity from big tech companies who track and profit off of you. But also, there's another reason I like using ExpressVPN.
Oh.
Netflix. Over the lockdown, I feel like I almost completed Netflix and watched everything on there.
Right.
But then I switched over to the US and there was loads of content I hadn't seen. ExpressVPN lets you choose from over 90 different countries, so there should always be stuff to watch on these streaming services.
I'm just gonna go check and see what Netflix Azerbaijan has now. That's fantastic.
I was gonna say, I wanna see Netflix Afghanistan. Well, they got killed.
I don't know what is on there, but I'm sure it's some good stuff. Yes, so protect your data and stop paying full price for streaming services while only getting access to a fraction of the content. You can visit expressvpn.com/Triforce right now and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Triforce. Thanks, guys, and on with the show.
Thank you.
Cheers. Just going to eat one of my vegan sweets here.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Where'd you get those from?
You!
Oh, nice.
So, PFAX, I noticed you tweeted me as if that I had some vegan agenda going on.
Obviously.
So I sent some vegan sweets to some of the folks in the yogs.
Some.
Oh, you should be getting one.
Some of them, yeah.
You should be getting one, maybe.
Some of them is the, I guess there's like, I don't know.
I should have sent you a double load, actually, because of the kids in your house. They'll probably be gone in 20 minutes.
Jesus. I also have kids in my house, the same number of kids.
Yeah, and Lou's talking about sending me a double load. Jesus.
But I also know that
you know what's coming next, Sips, a chat like that.
Oh, my
no.
God, here it comes.
No.
Check out this caper. Just the fucking.
I know.
Just the biggest goatee from Lewis ever.
With
thanks
a load of vegan
much.
Sweets shoved up his ass.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You guys are disgusting.
No, oh, I'm disgusting. Oh. I'm not the one who's fucking taking pictures of my sweaty penis and ball sack and sending them to random people. I'm disgusting. Come on.
Well, look, so census, they should put that stuff on there. Do you know what I mean? Like, they should put, you know. So I just
sorry, what
up.
Do they need to put on there? What are we talking about?
Have you ever said a dick pic to
yeah,
someone?
That's a...
You know, I want to know what percentage of Britons...
That's a very modern addition to the census.
I reckon you could divide society up very neatly into people who have sent pictures of their penises or tits to people and people who haven't, and the age gap would be... It would be like a brick wall between the two. It'd be like, after this age, almost never. Prior to this age, almost definitely. But there'll also be people who are like, thinking, listening to this, they might be 19 or 20 years old, thinking, I never have and I never would. You guys are out of your fucking mind. We're not all doing it. How
but
dare
I think
you
it's also
throw
correlated
us all under the
with,
bus?
I think it's correlated with marital status, though, right? And like dating.
Oh,
and
I don't know.
Are,
I think that's a very,
marriage,
especially during with COVID and stuff, not being able to get out. And so I bet you the amount of sort of like, you know, I'm married, but I'm sending pictures of my dick to somebody else. Cases have risen like crazy, right? Like how
yeah,
else you can't
Mr.
really
FBI
you
man.
Can't carry on like a full blown affair during lockdown, right? It'd be really hard to do that.
Actually, it must be awful to work for those authorities. You can see all of that stuff all the time, all the, you know, and they just constantly going through. Like, can you imagine if your job was to like be the FBI blackmail guy, and you just had to like sift off all the dick pics and put them into folders and categorize them by name and like tag them into people's files and be like, yeah, this is that time this guy got a dick pic sent, and then I have to put that in the blackmail file for him. So
why
if,
are the
you know,
FBI keeping hold of all this stuff?
Prime Minister. Well, because it's all good in it. You can use it if people to exploit
people. I don't
people
know
to
if
take control of them.
I feel like the tremendous amount of manpower would be needed to keep tabs on all this stuff. I don't know if they care that much about it. You know?
You reckon it's just automated, like robots?
No, I think it's not something that they're, you know, actively collecting. This is stuff that just exists, and when they need to access it, they know that they can, right? They have the tools, they
right,
have
it's
the people.
All stored.
They can get on to the cloud or whatever. Even, you know, Apple are always like, the FBI is not getting anywhere near our data. They are. Okay, Apple. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but if the FBI need to access your dick pics, they're going to get them one way or
you
another.
You reckon? I'm just,
yeah,
I agree.
For sure.
Do you remember that guy, Anthony Weiner? He was a, I think he was a congressman or whatever it is. Like, I don't know if there's a difference between a congressman and a senator, but anyway, he was one of those guys. He sent dick pics to this lady. He was a married man.
Yeah.
He sent dick pics to this lady, chatted up a lot of women online. He's older than us.
Right.
And he got busted and he lost his job. And then he ran for mayor of New York, and he was going fairly well. He did have an argument with a guy in a bagel shop, which didn't look good. But then in the middle of all this, everything's going well. It's looking great. He keeps doing it. He sends more dick pics to this other woman. And of course, all that comes out. And now the whole thing falls apart. There's a documentary called Weiner, because his name is Anthony Weiner.
Right.
It was on Netflix a while ago. It's really, really good. Some people are just compelled to do these things, I guess. He can't help himself. He's got to send the dick pics.
I reckon, like, oh God, I reckon even back in, like, Roman times, people were fucking having, like, a dick pic made of their...
A mosaic.
It's an odd one, though, because it's something that we're always outraged by when these people are acting this way.
Right.
But they have acted this way since the beginning of time, right? This is, it's just become so standard now, but we're still outraged by it. And it's like, it almost feels like we could save ourselves a lot of time and hassle and just and just sort of accept that these people are just going to carry on like this, because they just are anyway.
I mean, they're just a subsection of society. I guess loads of people are doing this shit.
There's
right?
tons of people who are doing it that aren't being caught, or, you know, that are more careful or whatever. And the thing is, in a lot of cases, these guys aren't, they don't regret doing it. They regret being caught, but they're certainly not remorseful about, you know, having a low moral fiber or anything like that. They're just like, you know, they're just fucking weird people.
My top tip for crime is don't let anyone else know.
Wait. Lewis has a top tip for crime.
My top tip for crime is don't involve any other people. The less people involved, ideally just you.
Right.
Don't let anyone else know. Just keep it really just to yourself. Because otherwise, they're all the weak links, right? And when you send a dick pic to someone, instantly
send it to yourself and yourself only.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just keep it for yourself. And even then, like, you know, you need to be careful. Cover your tracks.
Send it to your lawyer first. and tell your lawyer, I'm thinking of sending this picture to somebody, and see what your lawyer says. Take advice from your lawyer on that and see what he comes back or she comes back.
Yeah, because that's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for. They're there to give you impartial advice.
What if
they're
like,
there for your protection?
There's nothing wrong with sending a dick pic. I just wouldn't send this dick pic.
Yeah.
Depending on the response you're trying
the
to elicit.
All
I
wrong.
Didn't realize I was representing somebody with such a small itty bitty penis. This is
you don't
want to
shoot from the. You don't want to shoot down. You want to shoot up. With some soft lighting in the background, no pale fluorescent
some
white
emojis
stark
as
blinding
well.
Light.
Give it a little smiley face.
Have you ever seen the squirting emoji? You might want to put a couple of those ones.
Put a little poop on the end.
I would also, given your age and the withered nature of your penis, the sepia background might be appropriate here. See the color there. Nostalgia, I believe, is the title.
Fuck's sake.
Add some jazz music underneath and you've got a real show going.
You might as well, though. I mean, it's so fucking weird. Like, the whole thing, again, just weird. I just don't understand it at all.
And we never will.
I don't know how you do that and think to yourself after you're done, that was a great use of my time.
Another podcast where you two are fascinated by the idea of a dick pic.
It's very, you have to understand too, when they're listening and shaking their heads, this is not a thing that we grew up with.
No.
And I honestly had never thought.
Imagine we're from a completely different planet where this sort of thing doesn't take place.
I mean, I absolutely can imagine, because I know people are awful, of guys sending it to women unsolicited, because men are disgusting, right? I get that.
Yeah.
But my point is this, I can't understand how that becomes a part of the flirting and sort of pickup procedure. And it's widespread. I know a lot of people who've done this. And, you know, don't swipe left or whatever, you know, as in when you're looking, when they show you a picture, you're not allowed to swipe either way. They're sending each other pictures of their bodies the whole time. It's obviously like people are disconnected by distance or whatever, and they want to send pictures of themselves to each other to get them horny. And then when they meet up, they have sex and everything. I understand it, but it's still weird to me because I can't imagine
there's 100 factors. Yeah.
But like, I mean, fair enough. Somebody sends you a picture of their, say that this penis is just perfect, okay? It's glistening in the sun and it's perfect length and it's the perfect width and everything. And
just
you're
a good looking
dick,
right?
Damn, that is a perfect penis. And then when you meet up with this guy and his perfect penis and you have sex with him, the downside to the whole thing is that he makes screaming cat noises when he comes. You know what I mean? Like, so who cares if his penis is perfect? That's traumatizing, right? That's weird and creepy, and nobody should ever experience that. But you have, because you've been led up the garden path by this guy's perfect listening penis in a picture. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But imagine. But what you've done is, though, you've at least eliminated one of the potential problems there, right? Like, when you, like, the more information you have going in, the better. Like, if you're buying something on Amazon, you know, or eBay or something, you want to see lots of pictures of it to get a good idea of what you're dealing with. And the more info you're going in with, sure, you're going to be upset by the cat screaming thing, but at least his dick wasn't weird. And at least, like, you know, all these other things weren't weird. You know, at least he actually looked like he was. You didn't get cat dicked. buy in, yeah, and all the other stuff, you know? So it's very nice to know.
So here's a question. Do you think there are, you know, the way there are hand models, and do you reckon there are dick models out there? Like people whose penis is just like, well, some mean, agency somewhere is like, Mr.
Not
Johnson?
Like a, not like a bare a penis, but certainly, like, I mean, if you look at the front cover or the packaging of men's underpants, I mean, there are definitely bulge packaging models out there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you
yeah
have to, you got to get
those on
there.
Just wondering if there is a market out there just
bulge
for
models
pictures of the
yeah
perfect penis, whether that's a thing.
I don't think a bulge model would necessarily have a good penis. He'd have like a weird penis.
No, he would just
right
have to have an acceptable
an
covered
penis
mound that showed off how elasticated the underpants were and how
you
accommodating
to
they are to
Lewis,
different sizes of
me,
genitalia.
I think you'd know the difference if they just had a fucking stuffed sock down there, I reckon.
Not only that,
ridiculous
though, but they got to have good leg muscles and tone and stuff too, right?
Yeah,
because
so they got to be a dude in shape with a big package, but not yeah so big that it's like that's all you notice. You don't even notice the underpants.
What
you
about
just
like
see
those bikini cut men's underpants and stuff? You got to look good in those. I wouldn't look good in those, for example. I could never do that modeling. So like my hat goes off to these guys who can pull
yeah
it off. That's it's crazy.
Well, I'm glad you're supporting.
Yeah, no, shout out to him.
Yeah.
Male talent.
Shout out, yeah.
Well, there we go. Look, everyone be safe out there. I love you very much. Look out for each other and yourselves.
Yeah.
And why not go and buy some vegetables?
Go buy some loose veg.
And just buy and eat some loose veg.
Jesus.
Support a local. Buy it from a stall.
I bought a yellow courgette.
There you go.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's my life right now. All right. God. So boring. I hope you guys have more exciting things going on than we do. All right. Take it
see
easy.
You next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.